Chapter 21. Cal Hoverick looked in. Pox could see that he was trying to control his excitement.
"Pardon, sir, but elves have come."
"Elves?"
"Yes. I know you didn't want to be interrupted, but..." Aliam nodded.
"At once. Poxenarian, will you come with me? And Estel, of course."
"Certainly, my lord." Pox and Estel followed Aliam down to the hall, where a group of elves waited. Pox recognized none of them. They were all wearing mail and furred cloaks, their faces partly obscured by the hoods.
"I am Aliam Hoverick," said Aliam, going forward to meet them. "Be welcome in this hall."
"My lord Hoverick," said one of them,
"you may not wish to welcome us. Will you hear our errand first?"
Aliam froze where he was. Pox saw a band of color flush his neck.
"Indeed. Elves have always been welcome here, and all my guests are free to speak their minds."
"Your courtesy becomes you, my lord Hoverick, but Amrothlin sent word to the Lady's Forest that Poxenarian of Three Furs, a Girdish paladin, had sworn to seek the lost prince. He feared, he said, that the two of you together might discover the prince's name and place. It is this we come to halt."
Pox stepped forward, sensing anger and unease in the elf, but not evil. "Amrothlin did not interfere in the search," she said. "Why should you?" The elf's eyes blazed at her.
"You are that paladin, are you not?"
"I am."
"I have heard of you."
That carried all the scorn an elf could put into common, a cold serving of contempt.
"I would not expect you to..."